We're going to talk more about these issues with a reporter from the New York Times. John Burns is in Baghdad and on the line. Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure.
So Iraq's national security advisor says that it's only isolated incidents where Iraqi security forces have been targeting people from different sectarian groups. What did your reporting find?
Well, we find a credible accumulation of incidents and reports that reach us where people tell us that people wearing the uniforms of Iraqi security forces have abducted and killed mainly Sunni Arabs. It's difficult very often to go far beyond that in the sense that we are told that truckloads of uniforms have been stolen. We know that it's extremely difficult to differentiate between Iraqi army, Iraqi police, Iraqi militias. So to get any definitive idea as to who is doing this is very difficult. The prime suspects appear to be the political militias, and much of the suspicion at the moment for this kind of attack is falling on the Badr organization, which is the militia wing of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, which is one of the two Shiite religious parties that currently run the government.
Do these killings make it harder to contemplate the moment when Iraqi security forces could be trusted to take over from American troops?
They do indeed. There are many, many unknowns in this, but one of them is to the degree to which the Iraqi forces themselves are, in fact, deeply sectarian. Now, if you believe the American commanders, they say that the forces more or less reflect the composition of the population, that they are nearly or mostly representative of the Sunni, Shiite, Kurdish division. That, unfortunately, is only half the story. We know that the armed forces have been infiltrated by political militias. We know that from our own experience with these units that there are strongly sectarian attitudes. And so in the worst case, it is possible to see how, as American power here is drawn down, and as American ability to influence and control the Iraqi forces diminishes, the army itself could begin to fragment. And that also could be a route toward civil war.
John Burns is a reporter for the New York Times in Baghdad. Mr. Burns, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.